My name is Ketsia Aurelian, KETSIAAURELIAN. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Rhoda Hill, R-H-O-D-A, last name H-I-L-L. This patient was seen on November 9, 2022. Number one, urinary tract infection. The patient reports dysuria, burning, odorous, dark urine, which has started over, which had started about 2 weeks ago and is still present, period. Unfortunately, we do not have the urinalysis and culture report to determine the type of bacteria, to determine the causing bacteria. Period. However, we did contact Quest to find out what happened to the urinalysis and culture report we ordered, and we were informed that there was a collection error, which prevented processing of the urinalysis and culture, period. We will send another order for a urinalysis to Quest, so the patient will, so we may determine the type of bacteria we are dealing with, period. In the meantime, since the patient is symptomatic, we will prescribe a broad-spectrum antibiotic cefpodoxime, proxetol, C-E-F-P-O-D-O-X-I-M-E, P-R-O-X-E-T-I-L, 100 milligrams twice a day for 5 days. Period. Next line. Well, the patient, it would benefit the patient to complete the urinalysis prior to initiating the antibiotics. However, due to the current storm, many facilities, including ours, will be closed for the next couple of days. For the next couple of days, as a result, she may not be able to complete the urinalysis prior to initiating the treatment with the antibiotics, period. Next line, hypercalcemia with serum calcium of 10.1 from 10.4. The ionized calcium level is within normal limits, period. We will keep a close, we will closely monitor the serum calcium for now. The PTH is 77, which is within normal limits. Semicolon. And the serum phosphorus and magnesium are also within normal limits. Period. The vitamin D level is at 33. So we will continue to monitor for right now. The patient denies any symptoms of confusion, palpitations, or any related symptoms to that could result from hypercalcemia. Period. Next line, hyperlipidemia with elevated, mildly elevated triglycerides of 158 from 124 and LDL of 115 from 111. She is currently taking atorvastatin 80 milligrams. Period. We encourage her to continue a diet that is low in simple carbohydrates, fat/cholesterol and saturated fats. Period. Next line, degenerative joint disease of the spine/spinostenosis. She is aware that she should not take any NSAIDs, NSAIDs. Period. She reports no pain at this time. However, in order to establish care with a spine specialist, in the event that she does develop pain in the future, we will send a referral to the spine specialist due to her history of, we will send referral to the spine specialist for further evaluation. Period. Next line, arterial hypertension. Due to the visit being a telehealth, we are unable to check her blood pressure, period. However, the patient states her blood pressure readings at home have remained stable, period. She denies any edema. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, obesity. We are unable to check her weight. Period. We encourage a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods, as well as decreased sodium of 2 grams in 24 hours. Period. Next line, chronic kidney disease stage 2. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, and the aging process. Her kidney functions have remained stable with BUN of 15 from 20, creatinine of 0.81 from 0.97, and a GFR of 78 from 62. There is no evidence of selective or non-selective proteinuria, period. Next line. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. However, the patient is instructed to contact the office for any questions, concerns, or symptoms. And